Okay, today's daf is Ayin Chet. We're going to start the new parak about Otova Beno. Before we start, I realized yesterday I accidentally skipped a little section, so we're going to quickly learn that on Ayin Vav Amubet. It's about 12 lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan. Nishbar ha'etzem v'yatzal l'chutz. If a bone breaks and it starts protruding out, im or v'basar chofinit rubo, if the skin and the meat are covering the majority of it, sorry that I skipped this because the whole shiur was based on that, not the whole, but part of it. If the skin and the meat is covering the majority of the bone, it's mutar. V'im lav, asur. And if not, it's forbidden. V'kama rubo, and how much is rov? Kiyata Rav Dimi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, rov of yo, v'amrele rov hekefo, right? Either the majority of the width, or the, like, in other words, the part that's broken, if it's covering the majority of the part that broke off, or rov hekefo, the circumference. Amar Rav Papa, Hilkach Be'inam Rov of Yo, Be'inam Rov Hekefo. He says, right, we've seen Rav Papa a number of times, that joins the Shitot. Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, or Hareyu Kebasar. So now Ula says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that skin counts like meat. So Amar Le Rabbi, like the flesh. Amar Le Rav Nachman Le Ula. Velema Mar, or Mitzdarek Le Basar. So why did you say or Hareyu Kebasar? If you really meant either or Basar, you should have just said, the or is mitzdareif with the basar, meaning you can have 50-50. Daha, or basar katani. So Amar Lei, anan or o basar tanina. I read it as or basar. And therefore, that's why I said either or is like basar. So then they say, ikad amre. Some people say the discussion went like this. Amar ulam rabbi yachanan, or mitzdareif le basar. They actually said the two can join together. And then Amar le Rav Nachman le Ula, v'le mamar, or mashlim le basar le chumra. Why don't you say that or can be added if you have almost the rove made up of basar, you can add a little bit more of the skin and that will get it over to the rove and that's okay, but not that you can have half-half about something like that. Really, the or is not so significant. It can only be used to be mashlim. So he says, why don't you say that to go the chumra, that only if it's mashlim does it work, but not really if you have a significant amount of skin. So Amalei, uvde yadana. The reason I didn't say that was because there was a case, dahu bar guzla, it was the son of a type of bird, of a gozal,
pigeon,
a young pigeon, dahava be rabbi yitzchak, d'or mitzarek lebasar hava. It was a case where it was partly or partly basar. Va'ata the kamed Rabbi Yochanan v'achshire, and Rabbi Yochanan machshired it. And that's why I said it must be the two of them can join together, and it's not only mashlim. So Amarle bar gozala kamarta bar gozala de rakich shani. Their skin is very soft, and therefore it's more like meat. Whereas if it's not so soft, regular skin, which isn't so soft, isn't going to count. Okay. And before I finish, I just want to, before we close off our topic of Ben Pekua, right before class, someone asked the question about how do we view this in the context of if Shechita is the most humane way, which again, we didn't really see any source to say that, but assuming that the rabbis assumed that Shechita was a humane way, how can we have this din of Ben Pekua where then we can kill this animal in any way we see fit? So I don't have a perfect answer, but I wanted to suggest that possibly one could say that especially with Rabbi Meir's Shita, that a Ben Pekua, which is a Ben Tishan, it can live, right, if it Kalu L'Chodeshav, and it can actually survive, Din of Ben Pekua is irrelevant, which could be that their perception was that most cases of Ben Pekua, if they're going to shech the mother, the fetus is actually not going to make it. And therefore, it was a case where the fetus was already dead, and there was actually a way to matir that fetus to be eaten in the event that there was no other way to shecht it. And it could be that's the majority of Ben Pekua cases. However, it's definitely possible that there are more, and then there's Chachamim who basically say, well, then you can kill it anyway, and then the question is really asked more according to there, which would be, how do they view this halacha, that you can then just kill it any way you want. Okay. Now we're moving on to a very interesting topic of Otova et Bino. Okay, what's this? It comes from Vayikra Perek Kafbet Pasuk Kafchet. You can see it on your sheet. I brought the pasuk before because the Gemara is going to darshin, but right now we're going to just go look at Kafchet. Bishur oseh, if you have a shur, specifically an ox, or aseh, a sheep, oto ve'et bino, lo tishchetu b'yom echad. You can't slaughter it and its son on the same day. Okay, there's going to be a big debate, and get to it to the end of today's daf, about is it males and their offspring, or is it males and females and their offspring? Okay, the obvious problem with males is we don't always know who the father is, you know, who that male is in the story, which is going to complicate trying to figure out, you know. And then some of the rabbis, the reason to say only nikevot is because, right, okay, let's just go through it. The problem with saying nikevot is it's worded in the masculine, and shorose, and oto, that beno, okay, so it sounds masculine. Everyone agrees that beno is beno or bito, okay, that everyone agrees with. The problem with saying that it's, right, so therefore that would kind of look like it's female. The problem with saying that it's male is that, again, how are you going to figure out? And then you kind of have an issue. There's a bunch of issues with this in terms of sfeikot, which is, you know, first of all, if it's all males, you know, you have no idea which one, and then you're going to come to suffix being over on this mitzvah all the time. Anytime you slaughter, if you don't know who the father is, you have to make sure you didn't slaughter some older animal that day. The other problem becomes if you sell an animal and then you don't know anymore, right? You sell the parent and not the offspring, and then they could be slaughtered on the same day, so there's issues with that. But the more interesting thing is really what's the Tameh HaMitzvot, okay? And some people use this as a classic example of you can't really darshan Tameh HaMitzvot because, you know, one could say all different things. So I'm going to, the most famous are the Rambam, the Machloket Rambam about this, and it connects with Shiluach HaKein, okay? So about sending off the mother bird, right? So there's a big debate here. So the Rambam, Mor Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Chet, I brought it on the sheet. Also the Sefer HaChinuch I brought, he also goes in the direction of the Ramban. We're not going to read that one inside, but I put it on the sheet so you can look at it. So the Rambam says, V'chein asar lishkot otov et beno b'yom echad. He puts this in his 13th category of types of mitzvot, he categorizes them. Lihishamer ulaharchik lishkot mishnehem haben la'enei ha'em. He says, right in front of the mother, ki tzar ba'alei chayim b'zeh gadol od. He puts this in the category of tzar ba'alei chayim. This is torture of animals. Ein hefresh bein tzar adam alav v'tzar shar ba'alei chayim. Okay, we can't distinguish between hurting people and hurting animals. Ki ahavat ha'em v'rachameha alav lad, einonim shachachar ha'sechel. Right, there's the Rambam, who's famous for saying that's in between animals and humans, is the intellect. And this, the rachamim, doesn't come from the intellect. Rak achar po'al ha'koach ha'medameh ha'nimtza b'rov ba'alei chayim k'mo she'nimtza ba'adam. And since they have rachamim, right? So then he says, v'yehaya zeh hadin miyucha b'shor v'seh mipnei shehem mutar lanu achilatam min ha'baitiyot ha'nehug lo'ochlam v'hem asher takir mehem ha'em et havlad. These are the ones that we grow in the house, we breed in the house, not exactly in our house, but in our farms, which means that we'll know which one goes by, right, who the mother and the offspring is. B'zeh atam gam kem shiluach hakein, ki habitzim asher shachva ha'em aleihem, v'afruchim atzrichim li'imam, ala rov einam ruim l'achila, u'kashiyishlach ha'em, v'telechla lo titzte'er b'rot l'kichat ha'banim. Right, so again, it's all about tzar ba'alei chayim. Okay, I'm going to skip to now to the Ramban. So the Ramban quotes the Rambam. In, this is the Ramban al Torah and Dvarim Perek Kaf Bet, Pasuk Vav, which is on Shiluach HaKein. And he says, let's just skip down to where he starts. Okay, V'im Ken Enikar Yisur, Elokol Chok. V'yotir Nachon, halfway through. The whole beginning is just the Rambam, a quote from the Rambam. Then he says, V'yotir Nachon, the middle of the fifth line. Ba'avur shelo nitachzer. It's all about us. So that we learn the midah of rachamim. Okay, and he claims that there isn't any sort of rachmanut for animals. This isn't that we're worried about the way the animal's going to feel. And he says, and therefore it's for us. Okay, so that we don't become cruel, we have to work on our midot. Okay, the Sefer HaChinuch also says it in the second paragraph. He says, "Va'od nu chalomar b'inyan latzad pshat kemochen shehu legba b'nafshenu midat hachemla ulharchik midat haachzariyut shehu midat haba." V'lachen afal pishi tir lanu el minei balechayim lemichyatenu. It's kind of, how could you say there's sar balechayim if we can eat them, right? Sivanu leval naharog otov epeno b'yachad legba b'nafshenu midat hachemla. Okay, this is so that we have rachamim, and dafka im when we're shechting it to eat. That's when God is telling us, well, you know, do it in a particular way so that you learn the Midah of Rachamim. He also gives another reason in the first paragraph. He says to show that Hashkacha of Hashem is on all Ba'alei Chayim. Okay, and this is also part of the reason to show that God has Hashkacha on everything. Okay, so those are Tameh HaMitzvot.
would raise a lot of problems with today's shkita.
Right, it raises problems if we say Tzar Balei Chaim, right, how do we shecht in the way that we shecht, and yes. Okay, the other thing I want to point out here is that we're now starting the fifth parak, and it starts out with the words, okay, we'll start reading it, Otova et Beno, the mitzvah of Otova et Beno. Again, the Gemara is assuming you know what this is, right? This at least is a little more obvious that you know what it is, because as opposed to a Ben B'Kua, which isn't explicitly in the Torah, this one at least, it's explicitly in the Torah. Noheg bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Okay, it's a law whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or you're in Chutz La'aretz. Bifnei habayit b'shalo bifnei habayit, in the time of the mikdash and not in the time of the mikdash. Bechulin u'bemukdashim. Okay, it applies to all shchitas, whether you're shechting it for your own purposes to eat or whether you're shechting it for a korban. Okay, now I want to just point out if you kind of scan the next few prakim. So Perek Shishi starts out. Kisoy hadam noheg ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz b'fnei habayit v'shelo b'fnei habayit b'chulin aval lo b'mukdashim. Okay, so there you have, you know, again, all the criteria in which it applies to it. So the next parak is kisoy hadam. The seventh parak starts out gida nashe noheg ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz b'fnei habayit v'shelo b'fnei habayit b'chulin u'mukdashim. Then the eighth and the ninth parak go along with kind of from there. It's not its own new topic. It's not exactly directly connected, you'll see. And then in the 10th parak, it starts out, Hazroa v'lachayayim v'keva no'agim ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz v'chuleh. And then the 11th and the 12th parak also start out that way. Okay, this is just hakdamah to what we're going to get into, all the topics. So the 11th parak starts out with Reshit HaGez, that you're supposed to give the first of your shearings to the Kohanim, right? That's also the Zroa l'chayayim and Kevar to the Kohanim. And Shiloh HaKen is the 12th parak. So there you have. And then again, it's the same, right? The same type of... Right, exactly. Okay. Ketzad. Ketzad ha-shochet otova et bino. Okay, so now we're going to have, I think it's 12 different permutations of otova et bino. Okay, now, it's obvious what otova et bino is. Right now, they're going to get into, what if you're shechting two, it's obviously two animals, because it's otova et bino, but you're shechting one, okay, we're going to have all the possibilities of chulin mukdashim, chutz and bifnim, okay, let's say, okay, and what? How many things you can be over on, and what's going to be the status of the meat? So before we start, I want to give a background, and for that I did a chart. So if you shecht chulin b'chutz, outside the mikdash, that's obviously perfect, right? That's where you shecht them, and all is good. Everything's mutar. If you unless, of course, you shecht it, right, you shecht it second after you've already shechted one of, right, one or the other, right? We've already shechted, let's say, the father or the mother. We don't know which one. But one of the parents, and then you shecht the child. Chulin b'chutz, so then it's going to be asur. We'll get to that in a minute. If you do chulin bifnim, okay, now you're only allowed to do kodshim bifnim. So chulin bifnim, you're mevatel a mitzvat ase. Okay? It's considered a bitul ase. And this comes from... right. So it says in the pasuk, okay. Sorry, let me just cash to him chulin. Right, it's from Loto. Oh, sorry. The fact that you can't shech chulin b'chutz is a bitul asay. I'm trying to remember where it's from. Because it says what? Chulin bifnim is a bitul asay. Where does it come up? Okay. Kirchach mimcha makom asheyivchar Hashem elokech lasum shmo sham. Notice when it says, when you get far away from the mikdash, right, you're no longer there. V'zavachta mipkarcha mitzoncha. So what does it seem to imply? Only when you're away and far from the mikdash are you allowed to eat. That's all about, you know, if you want to eat meat and you can't bring it to the mikdash, so you can shecht it. That's chulin. So it sounds like only when you're rachok, meaning not when you're inside, okay? So the mitzvah aseh, or the, you know, your mevatel the aseh, which is to sheft it outside by doing it inside. Okay, that's a bitul aseh. If you do a bitul aseh, so they're going to say now that the meat is a sur, wait, did I write that wrong? No, the meat is not a sur b'hana'ah, because, what? Right, if you do it bifnim, right, the truth is, if you do it bifnim, it's going to be, sorry, I thought I had this all straight. So there's a debate here, now I remember, between, there's a debate about whether it's asur midrabanan or asur midoraita. Okay, but they say that if you took chulin and you shechted the mifnim, it's asur bahana'ah. You can't get any benefit. You can't eat the meat. However, it's not clear whether that's an isur d'oraita or d'rabanan. Okay, so again, chulin b'chutz is mutar. Everything's mutar unless it's oto ve'pino. If you're over on oto ve'pino, you're going to get malkot because it's an you went over a lo ta'aseh, right? It says you can't do it lo tishchitu b'yamachad, so you're going to get malkot. Now, if you do oto ve'pino b'fnim, okay, let's say it's chulin and you shecht it oto ve'pino, right? The second one you shecht, obviously the first one it's no problem. If you shecht the second one, in other words, again, it depends if it's b'chutz or b'fnim, we're going to get into all the permutations, but I want to get the concepts. If you shecht oto ve'pino, so you're going to get malkot, and if you did it b'fnim, then the meat is going to be forbidden. But if you shechted a chulin b'chutz, the meat is allowed. You just weren't allowed to shecht it. But there's no isser on the meat itself. Okay? Now let's go to mukdashim. Mukdashim, if you shecht, that's shchutei chutz, if you remember. What happens if you do shchutei chutz? You get karet for it. Okay? And whenever there's isser karet, right, in most of these things, you also get malkot. Then there's a whole debate. Once you get the malkot, does that get rid of your isser karet? I can get into that. But basically, you get malkot and you have karet on you. And if it was ra'oi li karev, okay, which we're going to see, like let's say it was the second one and it wasn't ra'oi li karev, then you don't get karet. Then you don't get karet because it wasn't even ra'oi li karev. And the basar is going to be asur bahana'ah only if it was ra'oi li karev. So if it was the first one you shechted, then it's going to be asur bahana'ah. But if it was the second one and you couldn't have brought it in the mikdash anyway and you did it b'chutz, then the basar is not asur bahana'ah. Okay, the basar is only asur bahana'ah if it was shkutei chutz. And this isn't shkutei chutz actually because it couldn't have been a korban. If you did mukdashim bifnim, obviously it's mutar to do that unless it's oto ve'pino. And the meat is obviously mutar because that's the standard way you do kodshim bifnim. And when you do, so now going to the last part of the chart, if it's oto ve'pino, so again, you get malkot. And again, if it's a no ra'oi li karev, okay, they call it, we're going to see, they call it because it's mechusar zman, which means it's too early to have shechted it. You had to wait till tomorrow, just like the 7 days, right? You have to wait till the 8th day. They call that mechusar zman when an animal is born. Also, this is called mechusar zman. So if it's a no ra'oi li karev, mishum mechusar zman, right? We're going to call it the second one is going to be considered lo ra'oi li karev. And the basar is asur bahana'ah, whether it was done bifnim or whether it was done b'chutz. One second. If it was a no ra'oi li karev, though, then the basar is not going to be asur. One second. Okay, let's get to this when we get to it. Okay, so now we're going to look at all the possibilities. Oto ve'epino, so now we're going to start with ketzad. Ketzad ha-shochet oto ve'epino, what are the possibilities? Chulin b'chutz shnehem k'shirim. Okay, they're both chulin, and you do both b'chutz, so the meat is allowed in both cases. V'hasheni, the second one, right, the person who shechted the second one, sofeget ha-arbayin, gets malko, because he did oto ve'epino. But that's it. But the meat, we always said, is mutar as long as you shechted in the right place. Kodshim b'chutz, let's say you did kodshim b'chutz, so that's shchutei chutz. Harishon, chayav karet, only the first one's chayav karet, because the second one is already eino ra'oi to be a korban, so therefore, you're not chayav karet for shchutei chutz. Ushnehem psulim, okay, both pieces of meat are pasul, because, right, the first one was shechted outside, and the second one, No, because oto ve'epino doesn't pasul the meat. Okay, the second one is right because it's shchutei chutz. Right, that's the thing. Even if it's not ra'oi la'i karev, it's still going to be asur bahana'ah. Okay, right. There's a debate about whether it's okay. There's a debate about why it's still asur bahana'ah. One reason is to say, because what happens, you designate a korban, as soon as you designate it, it's already asur bahana'ah, it has isur me'ila, remember? When does it become mutar? once you sprinkle the blood. Now, in this case, you can never sprinkle the blood, so the Iser Me'ila never came off of it. And that's a possibility as to why it's considered Asur Bahana, because you never removed the Iser Me'ila that was on there to begin with. But there's a second option in Tosfot, which is that it's not because of Hana'ah. It's not Hana'ah Mehekdesh. That's what Tosfot claims. And so some people explain there's just an Isur Miuchad on Shchutei Chutz, whether or not they were oily Karev or not. Okay, so that's like a debate there. Okay. So again, if we have Chulin Bifnim, Hem Psulim, Kodshim Bifnim, so Arishon Kasher, am I in the right place? Chulin Bachut, Shnehem Kasherim, Shnehem Sufek, Kodshim Bachut, Arishon Chayav Karev, Shnehem Psulim, okay, so they're both forbidden Bahana'ah, Ushnehem Sufkim Ita Arba'im, and they both get Malko, the first one because of Shchutei Chutz, and the second one because of Otov Hepenu. Okay, Chulin Bifnim, Shnehem Psulim. If you do Chulin inside, now both pieces of meat are Pasul, because you were Mavatal the Ase, and we said already there's Isser Hanan in that case. So both of them were done in the wrong place. Vasheni Sofegat Arbaim, but there's only Malko for the second one because of Otobet. But no, there's no Malko for being Mavatal the Ase of doing your Chulin outside. Kodshim Bifnim, Harishon Kasher. Okay, so let's say it's both Kodshim, and you do both Kodshim inside. So, the first one's totally fine, because you shechted kodshim inside, perfect. Upator, right, there's no chiyuv on him for anything. Hasheni sofeget ha-arba'im, upasul. But the second one is sofeget ha-arba'im, right, you get malko for it, and it's pasul, because, again, it was hekdesh, and either, like we said, the first, let's just go with the first reason, which is you never remove the Isra Me'ila, so it's asur bahana. Chulin v'kodshim b'chutz. Now, all these cases are going to be in order. So the chulin was first, and the kodshim was second. So you have chulin b'chutz, which is totally fine. So harishon kasheru patur. Vasheni, the kodshim, which you did b'chutz, is sofega ta'arba'im. Okay, it was never ro'ili karev, so you don't get karev. It's not shkutei chutz of karev, but you get malkot for otov epino. And it's pasul because of shchutei chutz, which again, you never got rid of Isur Me'ila, or it's a unique thing about shchutei chutz that no matter what, it's going to be asur bahana'ah. Kodshim b'chulin b'chutz. Now we're going to do the reverse. Kodshim first, then chulin, and you did it outside. So, harishon chayav karet upasul, right? The first one, you get karet because you did shchutei chutz, and it's asur bahana'ah. Vahasheni kasher, and the second one is okay because the second one was chulin b'chutz. Now, you weren't allowed to do it because otov epino, but what did we say? Chulin doesn't make it, right? If you do chulin b'chutz, it's not going to be asur bahana'ah. So shnehem, but also shnehem sofkim et arba'im. The first one because you did shchutei chutz, and the second one because of otov epino. Chulin v'kodshim bifnim. Okay, so again, you did the chulin first, bifnim, so that's a problem. Shnehem psulim, right? That meat we already said is asur bahana'ah. And the second one is kodshim, which you did otov epino, which also, remember, you never got rid of the Isur Me'ila, or it's shchutei chutz and it's asur bahana'ah. So both of them are asur bahana'ah, but only the second one, hasheni sofeget arba'im, because the first one was chulin bifnim, which you don't get malko for.
That wasn't shchutei chutz because it was bifnim.
Oh, sorry. So you're right. The second one was kodshim bifnim, and because it was kodshim bifnim, then, and it wasn't shechted properly, right, because it was otov epino, therefore it's going to be asur bahana'ah. Kodshim v'chulim bifnim. So the first one's kodshim. You did it bifnim. That one's going to be okay. Harishon kasheru patur. Everything's perfect. The second one is chulim bifnim. So hasheni sofeget arba'im upasul. And the meat's going to be pasul, as we said. Chulim b'chutz ubifnim. Let's say you have, right, we have all the permutations here. So this one is chulim b'chutz and then bifnim. So you had, the first was chulim b'chutz, the second one was chulim bifnim. So harishon is perfectly fine, kasheru patur, and the sheni, which is chulim bifnim, sofeget arba'im upasul, right? And the meat's going to be disqualified. Kodshim b'chutz ubifnim. So first you did your kodshim b'chutz, then the second one was bifnim. So harishon chayav karet, right? And they're both going to get malko because, remember, the first one because he did kodshim b'chutz, and the second one because of otov epino. Ushnehem psulim, and the meat of each is going to be disqualified. Chulin bifnim u'b'chutz. If you have chulin, both first inside and then outside, right? These are the reverse of the previous cases. So chulin, you started off inside, so harishon is pasul, the first one's disqualified because it was chulin bifnim, but you're patur from malko because you didn't do it right. It was just a mevatel and ase. And hasheni sofegat arba'im. The second one, though, gets malko for otov epino. The second one's always going to get malko in all these cases. Vikasher, but it's kasher because it was chulin bachutz. It was shechted properly, right? So there's no isser on the meat itself. It was just you weren't allowed to shecht it. Kodshim bifnim ubachutz. So if you started with your kodshim bifnim and then you did kodshim bachutz, so harishon kasher upator, everything's fine, did it in the right place. Hashini sofeget arba'im upasul, and it's disqualified. Okay, tov. Gemara starts off. Tanu Rabbanan starts off with a braita. Minayin la'otova et b'no shenoheg b'mukdashim. So now we're going to go back to the first line of the Mishnah. It said it's noheg b'chulin u'b'mukdashim. How do you know it's in both? So first they're going to assume it was obviously in chulin. How do you know b'mukdashim? Talmud lamar. Look at the pasuk before it, okay? Now you can look in your sheet. That's why I brought pasuk of Zion. Shor okesev o'ez ki valed, v'haya shivat yamim tacharimo, u'miyom ha'shmini v'hala yeratze l'korbani shel Hashem. Because the pasuk right before is talking about korbanot, so they assume that this pasuk is also uktiv batrei, and right after that it says, "Vishor oseh otov epino, lo tishchidu biyom echad, limed al otov epino, shenohei b'mukdashim." So since the pasuk before is talking about hekdesh, korbanot, we're assuming this is also relevant to korbanot. So then they say, okay, right, the assumption of the question was, how do you know it's mukdashim? Obviously it's chulin. Now they're going to say, well, if the context there was mukdashim, obviously the first halacha isn't true for chulin, right? It's only for a korban, you have to wait till the eighth day. For regular shchita, you don't have to. So ve'ema b'mukdashim im b'chulin lo. So maybe you would say, this is only by korbanot and not by regular shchita. So what do they answer? Shur hefsika inyan. Because it says shor oseh, and the pasuk before already said shor o kesev o'ez, etc., if it wanted to just say, and this is also true exactly as the previous pasuk, it just would have said oto vepinolo tishchitu biyom echad. It wouldn't have needed to specify shor oseh. So the fact that it says shor oseh seems to mean we're starting a new topic, meaning, yes, it will relate to what we said previously about kodesh, but it'll also relate to chulin. So then they say, but if you're going to say that shor hipsika inyan, why are you going to, again, this is kind of question what we just said. Maybe it's really hipsika inyan, and the previous pasuk was kodshim, and this is only chulin. Ve'ema b'chulin im b'mukdashin lo. Maybe it really isn't hekdesh then if you say shor hipsika inyan. So they say k'tiv vishor. The pasuk starts off vi, we've seen this many times, vav mosif al inyan rishon. Vav connects it to the previous passage, in which case we're going to say it separates it to say it's adding something, it's also chulin, but the vav connects it to the previous to say it's also kodshim. So then they say, okay, fine. We accept chulin kodshim. If you're going to say kodshim, though, then why don't you say that another issue about this is similar to kodshim, which is what? Ima kodshim kilayim lo. You're not allowed to bring kilayim to the as a korban. Okay, they learn that from shor o kesef o ez. Has to be fully a shor, fully a kesef, fully an ez. It can't be some crossbreed. So if you can't bring korbanot b'kilayim, then what might you assume here? Af otov epino kilayim lo. Maybe the whole din of otov epino wouldn't apply to a kilayim animal. Okay, some sort of crossbreed. And if that's the case, okay, if you want to say, now here, one's the chumra, one's the kula, right? One is, don't bring it as a korban. This is, if you brought it, if you shechted it, otov epino b'yom echad, you wouldn't be chayav on it. But if we're going to compare it to kodesh, let's just assume it's across the board. If that's the case, alama tanya, why would it say in a braita then, otov epino noheg b'kalayim ubekoi? Okay, otov epino is applicable both to crossbreeds and to a koi. A koi is a sefek behema, sefek chaya. In the Steinsaltz, they say it's possibly a water buffalo, some sort of in-between animal. It's unclear exactly what it is. We'll get into a deun about it on tomorrow's daf. So therefore, it seems to say it is noheg b'kilayim. So if we're going to say it's for kodshim, why don't we say what's true for kodshim is true for this? Ve'od, and also, furthermore, it says another, this is actually a weird structure. This goes back to the original question. If we're going to say it's like kodshim, we should say it's like kilayim. And then the side was, but however, the braita says it is noheg b'kilayim. Ve'od sektiv. And also it says seh. V'amarava zeh bana'av. This is a binyan'av, which means it's a prototype. Kol makom sh'nemar seh. Eino ela lehotzi et ha'kilayim. Okay? We should say also, since it says said, that would be another reason. Now, there's number one reason to get rid of kelayim, because it's like kudshim, and kudshim kelayim is irrelevant for korbanot. Second reason is, it says said. Okay? The structure is a little weird, because then it should say at the end here, va'ala matanya, why does it say it is no hay b'kelayim? So what do they answer? Even though we would have reason to think, for both those reasons, the se and the kodesh, the fact that it's b'mukdashim, is to exclude kilayim, amakra o lirabotita kilayim. Okay, the word o comes to teach us, it's also relevant for kilayim. Sure, o se, the o is unnecessary. Now they're going to say, is really the o unnecessary? We need the o for what? Hi o mibayle lechalek. O means to teach you either a shore or a set. We've seen this kind of sugya before. The salkadatach, we might have thought, salkadatach amina, you might have thought to say, ad deshachit, shore, ubeno, set, ubeno. Since it says, if it had said shore of the set, otov epino, what would you have thought? You'd have to shecht in order to be over on it. Four things, a shore and its son, and a set and its son, all in one day. Okay? So ad deshachit, shore of set, ubeno, lo machayiv, you wouldn't be chayiv malkot if you didn't do all four. Kamashmalan lechalek. Kamashmalan. So therefore, the O, so now they say, right, they used O to include kilayim, but now they say, no, we need O lechalek to teach you that. So now they say, lechalek mi bino nafka. No, we already know, shoros, right, it says shoros, v'shorose oto ve'et bino. Okay, bino is singular. So that makes it sound like just one son. Okay? So they say, no, akate mibayle lechidetan. You know, you still need it. In other words, they're trying to say you don't need o lechalek, because you can learn lechalek from bino. Bino means it's singular. It's not to both the shore and the se. It's just one of them. They say, no. You still need the o. Why? For this braita. Ilu ne'emar shore v'se ubino. Okay, if it had said shore v'se, not shore o se, o tov et bino, what might you have thought? Hayiti omer. Ad shishchot, right? Let's say it said shor v'se ubino lo tishchetu b'yom echad. What would you have thought? Ad shishchot shor v'se ubino, bino meaning one of their offsprings, either the shores or the se's. Talmud lamar. Therefore, it says shor ose otova et bino. Now the question is, what's the drasha? Where are they getting the drasha from? They said it could have said shor v'se ubino. Okay, and because it said shor o se oto ve'et bino, so now they added two words here, right? The oto and the o. So the question is, what's the assumption we want to show? The or you need lechalek, the o you need lechalek, right? That's what the o is for. So now they're going to say my lav, my nafkale lo me oto. Sorry, how we read this? My lav, right? Shor se bino, my lav.
My love me o.
That's why I didn't read it right. My love me o nafka. That's why I thought it was my. I read it wrong. Okay. My love me o nafka le. Isn't it that they're darshening o? In which case, o is not free to say. O is to include kilayim. They say, lo, me oto. No, actually, it's from the word oto, because both of those could show, right? That it has to be one and not both. So therefore, they now say, fine. So oto is lechalek, and o is kilayim. Okay? Well, that only works if oto is a free word. Okay? However, we're going to have a problem with saying that. Hanichal Rabbanan, Dimiyatra Lehu Oto. Rabbanan, okay, we're going to see Rabbanan and Chananya later. Rabbanan has Oto free. Ela Lechananya, Delomiyatra Le Oto, Lechalek Menale. Okay, but Chananya, who doesn't have Oto free, how's he going to learn Lechalek? Meaning, again, he must learn it from O, and then O can't include Kilayim. That's what we keep going back to. We wanted to say O meant this is relevant for Kilayim, even though we had other reasons to think that maybe it wouldn't apply to a case of Kilayim. So now we're going to say, if then we're stuck again. So, Menale Lechalek, he very simply says, Lo Tzarech Kra, you don't need a Pasuk Lechalek. Who would have ever thought Shor Viseh would mean Shor Viseh? Okay? Why? Dekasarelu la kirabi Yonatan. This is a very famous machloket. We've seen this before. Detanya. Isha sheri kalel et aviv etimo. And li ala avivimo. It sounds like you're only going to be chayav death if you curse your mother and your father, because it says, if you're bekalel, aviv ve'et imo. It sounds like both. But aviv shelo imo, v'imo shelo aviv, what if it's only one of them? Minayin, Talmud Lomar, it says in the end of that pasuk, aviv v'imo kilel. Aviv kilel, imo kilel. How do they get that? Because ish asher yekalel, in the beginning of the pasuk, the word yekalel is next to the ish. I'm sorry. Ish asher yekalel et aviv ve'et imo. So we have klala is samuch to the word aviv. At the end of the pasuk, it says aviv v'imo kilel, and the kilel is right next to the imo. So that's why they say aviv kilel imo kilel. Tivrei Rabbi Yoshaya. So Rabbi Yoshaya learns it from that it's either or. Okay. Rabbi Yonatan Omer mashma shnehem keechad u'mashma achad b'fnei atzmo. In other words, you could say both of them together, and you could say each one separately. Ad shifrot l'cha katuv yachdav. So now he says the only way it's ever going to be both of them, this and this, is going to be when the pasuk says yachdav. Where does that come up? Lo takrosh b'shor b'disho yachdav. Right? And which is kilayim, right? Well, right, there's lo, you can't work your animals together, two different animals. So there they say, that's yachdav. Because it says yachdav, only if it says yachdav does it mean you need this and that. Otherwise, it really means o. Okay? And therefore, the o is again free for him because he doesn't even hold, right? Rabbi Yonatan, they're going to say, Hananya holds like Rabbi Yonatan. So now they want to know, my Hananya, my Rabbanan, what's this machloka we're referring to? Titanya, and now we get back to where I started earlier, where I said there's a machloka about zecharim and nikevot. Oto ve'epino, noheg b'nikevot ve'ino noheg b'zecharim. That's Rabbanan, okay? Only by females. Again, the oto, right? The b'no could be male or female. Hananya omer, noheg b'en b'zecharim, b'en b'nikevot. Okay, so my time at the Rabbanim, where did they get it from? Titania, yachol yehei oto ve'epino noheg ben b'scharim u'ben b'nekevot. You might, right, you would have thought it applies to both. V'dinhu, why? Kavachomer. Chiev kan v'chiev be'em al abanim. Okay, now here comes the comparison. This is why one would think that these are interconnected in terms of the reasoning for them. Ma kesha chiev be'em al abanim b'nekevot v'lo b'scharim. Right, in em al abanim, it's only nekevot. That you might have thought it was illogical to say it's only nikevot, because if we say this is just like emal abanim, there it's clear it's emal abanim. So here also, but im amart be'emal abanim sheken lo asaba mizuman kasheinu mizuman. But that you might say though to knock out that kavachomer that by emal abanim it's only ki karelecha, right? If you happen upon, not if they belong to you. And here, Tomar bov tove b'no, sha'asal bo mezuman k'sheinu mezuman. If it belongs to you, if it's owned by you and it's not hefker, then you're chayav. So you might have thought this is clearly chayav in more cases than that. So maybe this would also be chayav in zcharim. So Talmud Lomar, here comes his logic. Remember, Chachamim want to say it's only nikevot. Oto echad velo shnayim. Because it says oto, it seems it's in the singular. It means one and not two. Achar shechilek hakatuv, and once, now the question is, if it says oto, so which oto? So now he says, once already it's clear from the achar shechilek hakatuv, and it's clear it's only one, zachiti ledin, now I can go back to my kavachomer. If it's going to be one or the other, which one will it be? Well, it must be like emal abanim, which, and again, what's underlying this whole thing that really, you can't really figure out the father. Zachiti ladin, chayev kam v'chayev kam be'emal abanim, mash chayev be'emal abanim b'nekevot b'lo b'scharim, av kishchayev kam b'nekevot b'lo b'scharim. Ve'im nafshecha lomar b'no, and if you want to say b'no, if you argue with me, you could say, sorry, im nafshecha lomar, if you want to argue with what I just said, b'no, you could darshan it another way, I'll give you another proof, b'no, misha b'no karucha charav. Which is what I said before, which is really, right, what's underlying it? You can only figure out who the son follows. Well, that's from the mother. Yatzazachar she'em b'no karuch acharav. Right, generally, we live in families with the father, but they don't live in families together like that. Generally, they're not living with the father. So we'll end with this. Ma im nafshecha lomar. What could be the possible problem you would have with the first answer he gave? B'chitema oto zachar mashma. If you want to say, why learn it? Yes, it's true, it's only one. But the one that would seem more obvious is the oto, because it's masculine. It seems, therefore, zacharim. Hareyu omer, b'no, misha b'no karucha charav. It's a zachar she'em b'no karucha charav. Okay, tomorrow we'll get to Hananya. Okay, and this was all to show that we want to get to the Hananya, where the Hananya doesn't have the word oto free to darshan it.